next to what it would seem to be next to the concept.
If we are all ready, you say we're legal on the official time? Let me call to order the Police Judicial and Legal Committee of Mount Pleasant Town Council for this Monday, June 5th. It's good to see everybody. Item number two is approval of minutes. Do we have a motion?
Second.
We have a motion to approve in a second. Any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Item three is public comments. If you would like to make a public comment, please come to the lectern and give your name and address, and there's a 2.5 minute limit. Mr. Chapman.
My name is Howard Chapman. I am a resident at 824 Natchez Circle in Mount Pleasant. I want to express to this committee that we have an issue in Mount Pleasant of price gouging. On Friday of last week, the cost of crude oil was right at $70 a barrel. That's some of the lowest pricing for oil we've had in quite some time. In Mount Pleasant, we've got two prices for gasoline. One price for lower Mount Pleasant and one price for upper or north Mount Pleasant. On Friday of last week, that price in lower Mount Pleasant was $3.44 a gallon. In upper Mount Pleasant, it was $3.34 a gallon. And this went throughout, whether it was Circle K. Circle K in lower Mount Pleasant was $3.44. In upper Mount Pleasant, it was $3.34. In Orangeburg on Saturday, I paid $2.96 a gallon. That tells you somehow, somewhere in Mount Pleasant, there's price gouging going on. And I'd like to have an answer. Thank you.
Thank you. Next for public comment. Anyone? All right. We will move on to item four, police matters, employee years of service recognition. When we see all the different uniforms in the room, we know that we've got folks being recognized. It's good to see you.
Good morning, Mayor, committee members. This morning, we get to recognize Officer Michael Poor. He's one of our canine officers for 10 years of service. He started in patrol, he stayed in patrol. However, he did become a canine officer several years ago. He's been a fantastic canine officer. Whether you're talking about a missing child, recent participation in a manhunt, he's always there. He's done a fantastic job at coordinating some statewide canine training that we hosted here in Mount Pleasant.
2 years?
Just really a very committed and fantastic canine officer. So thank you for 10 years of service, and we look forward to many more.
Great.
Thank you.
I'm there.
Thank you.
Sure.
When the committee just wants you to know, we would welcome the dogs too. Y'all can bring them anytime.
You can get a bite too, Mayor. I'll do it.
Yeah. That'd be fun. For you.
For you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Have you? In a bite suit or? Oh, okay. All right. I guess that's it for police matters. Judicial matters, employee years of service recognition.
Good afternoon, Mayor, committee. Mine's a little longer, sorry.
Sure.
It is my honor to recognize Steve Kale. Where are you? For 15 years of service. Steve is our department's senior court clerk. He works alongside our judges in the courtroom each and every day. His responsibilities include accurately recording dispositions on the docket, entering information in the court software program, and takes direction from the judge. He also worked closely with our town prosecutor, as well as with the local attorneys processing their jury trial requests on a regular basis. Steve is conscientious, dependable, and a true team player. He has been instrumental in cross-training co-workers in the court clerk position. His efforts ensure court will always run smoothly and without delay. Steve is a huge contributor to our success and one of the main reasons our court is recognized as being so efficient. Steve, I appreciate all the work you do, and on behalf of the town, I want to congratulate you for 15 years of service.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, as our legal staff comes forward, item number six is legal matters. And we put this on the agenda after this item of e-bikes, after a very passionate public comment that a family made. They were walking their dog with their small child and had a run-in with an e-bike in which their dog was killed. And I don't know what we found that we do have that might currently govern e-bikes, but we've seen the proliferation of them. We've seen how fast they go. And we thought for public safety matters, and just so we all don't have to worry when we're walking around in the evening with our families and our dogs, that that we're going to have a collision. So kind of walk us through this, if you will, Mr. Pagliarini.
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the committee, good afternoon. James has put together a short overview of state and local ordinance that will be displayed on the screen. Additionally, we've handed up to you the City of Charleston ordinance, which does affect some of these issues, and you will see some differences, how they are handled, specifically, as usual, how we are restricted by the state, what we can and cannot do. You will first see the state law, that is Code 56110, electric assist bicycles and bicycle with helper motors are specifically defined. Essentially, these are low speed, less than 20 miles per hour is the primary defining characteristic. Beyond that, if it's above that or above the wattage or one horsepower, it becomes a moped and is defined as such. So the electric assist bicycles, bicycles with helper motors, that those lower than 20 miles per hour are treated as standard bicycles. That code section is 56.5.34.20. A person riding a bicycle on a roadway must be granted all the rights and is subject to all the duties. Those are all the regulations for bicycles that you'll see. And the second bullet point there is very important. Every bicyclist operating a bicycle must do so upon a roadway, the shoulder of a roadway, bike lane, or a bike path. You will note that sidewalk is not included in that definition. It is an element of omission, and we believe specifically so. Now, I guess we can get into the discussion of what is and what is not a sidewalk, and whether we can simply define something as a bike path if it is a sidewalk. So the bottom line is that in the state of South Carolina, there are not supposed to be bicycles on sidewalks. So,
direct pedaled or electric, right?
That is the position, yes, sir. However, what you will see what the City of Charleston did was they carved out an exception, and they provide that children under 12 on bicycles with a smaller than 24-inch wheel radius, as well as in those areas designated roads with a 35-mile-per-hour or higher speed limit, adjacent sidewalks, you may ride bicycles. I'll leave it to James, the brain of the operation, but we can't figure out why they do that or how they do that. But as we always say, it's probably not illegal unless someone tells you it is. So they have carved out that exception.
And so children under what age?
12.
12 can ride a bike on the sidewalk.
That is the city's exception, yes, sir. So a little bit further, you'll see mopeds. If it is the South Carolina definition, the state definition, mopeds, again, is more than 20 miles per hour. You will see there that you have to have a valid driver's license. and a moped operator's license, and they must be registered as such. So that is the line of demarcation. Anything above that, those minimal requirements, have to be licensed as a moped. The town has ordinance governing bicycles. You all may be surprised to know that bicycles must obtain a license from the police department. We believe this was enacted way back in the 1960s, although it probably has not ever been enforced. And you are supposed to provide suitable licenses each year and register cards and all of those types of things. We don't know that that's ever been enforced. And our operation and requirements mirror the state statutes as far as bicycle operations. Go ahead, James. So what are the actions? Before we get to those are the parameters. E-bikes are not allowed on sidewalks. Mayor, I heard the story as well. I did not talk to the family. I'm not sure whether that incident occurred on the sidewalk.
It did.
Yeah, I made it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
He stated it was on the sidewalk in front of
84
Lumber.
Yeah.
Sidewalk.
So there was a bike lane there. I rode by there the other day, and I thought maybe it was there.
No,
but, okay.
She said it was on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Tragic. So what can we do? First of all, it's enforcement is always the question. The laws on the books likely provide sufficient grounds for enforcements. James, if you want to switch over, we can. Our current ordinances do not mention e-bikes, but we can adopt those state definitions. We can regulate them. And we could provide additional regulations, such as speed limitations, age requirements, and the like. The second option is a little more involved, and we could adopt provisions that would treat all e-bikes such as mopeds. That means there is no difference between the danger there, I think. I don't say danger, but the tough part there is you get into skateboards. There are all sorts of electric powered now. I do think that the speed limit is probably the best way if you want to attach additional regulations. And, again, if we wanted to go the route that Charleston did, we can always say, they're doing it as well. We can. But those seem reasonable. I don't know that the laws that the city has are really going to be challenged by anyone. I think it's probably a pretty good way to look at things. So that's what we have, and welcome to ask any questions, provide any comments.
Yes.
So I think that we have to think about e-bikes in the categories almost that the state has divided them, because, just a quick Google search reveals that there are a whole class of e-bikes that can go 30 miles per hour. So this whole speed limit of whatever it was, 15, was it 15?
20 is the line.
Yeah, so there's a whole chunk of e-bikes that can go faster than that, and I believe that from my understanding, I spoke with the woman who spoke at public comment afterwards, that this was a sort of full-sized e-bike going pretty darn fast on the sidewalk. So I don't think they have any way of absolutely knowing how fast it was going, but I think they've got footage of that and everything. So I think that there's also little tiny e-bikes for like 5-year-olds that have a 12-inch wheel and they go 3 miles per hour, and they're just sort of helper assist. So I think that anything that we do should consider the e-bikes, that the certain class of e-bikes that would qualify as mopeds, and maybe add that language, because people don't think of an e-bike when they think of a moped. They think of like a little scooter type situation, not an e-bike. And then I also think that the carve out from Charleston is very interesting, because as someone with children under the age of 12, and having discussed this with some other council members, we kind of tell them do ride on the sidewalk, because sometimes the bike lane is very narrow. Sometimes people are speeding down these roads. If they're going down a major street, it's safer for the child to be, on the sidewalk than on the bike. But I don't think we want to have sort of a blanket allow everyone. So it seems like to me, if we update the definitions a little bit to include e-bikes, I don't see the need for option two. I think the need for option one seems more reasonable to me. I think, you know, there's a hard cases make bad law, and it's terrible that someone's dog died because of an e-bike situation, and there's civil courses of action for that that I think are being pursued. But I think that we can't ban e-bikes in our community. We can't, you know, make everyone have to have a license to have one because there are children that have them that don't go past the 20 miles per hour. But I think if we take that class of e-bikes that are the full size, you know, up to 30 miles per hour type of e-bikes and add them to sort of the moped definition, I think the existing rules, because it does require a license, and then just raising public awareness that we are going in this direction for the safety of our children and our community. That's my take on it.
Mr. Chapman.
I would like to go the same way that Councilmember Whitley did in terms of taking a look at what the city of Charleston already has in the books, but also recognizing state law as well. And that would be my suggestion.
Ma'am, can you clarify the portion of the Charleston law that you would want
to
see?
For the 12, the age 12 and under being permitted to ride on the sidewalks.
Right.
I still don't think they should be allowed to have the high, you know, the high weight e-bikes on those sidewalks. But if but for 12-year-olds with a bicycle, I mean, I guess this is sort of beyond this, a little bit beyond the scope of what we're talking about here with e-bikes.
Right.
But I think that was an interesting, I didn't realize that was the rule in Charleston. And I think it's already happening in Mount Pleasant as it is. And currently, you know, kids could get yelled at for being on the sidewalk.
Right. And we did, I don't want to speak for Chief Arnold, but my understanding is, and the PD is very aware of the situation that you just mentioned, that there are any number of young children that use those sidewalks, and it would be entirely problematic to not allow them to use it. We understand what state law provides, but in practice, it's a very, very different thing, and I'm sure the chief would be happy to explain his position on that if necessary. But I think everyone agrees that that carve-out, whether it's going to be challenged or not, I think is very smart.
Well, then, just to expand on that carve out a little bit, are we going to allow parents to get online with the same child because they believe their children, a 5-year-old teacher will ride and work within the bike, and how are we going to make sure that that's allowed as well?
Sure, and we can attach that in there, and as long as it's under a certain mile, we can use that 20 mile per hour standard.
I just don't want the situation where parents riding with a child on the sidewalk around that 5-year-old, 6-year-old riding a bicycle. I'm sure parents are not going to be the same, but they have to be worried about being punished. And the only other thing that we're calling up the city is the way we're looking at it. And I don't think we need to wait, though. The police department really are doing this, Chief, is go ahead and have that education piece about bikes not being on the sidewalk. We already have something in place.
Every summer we do a bicycle safety camp. We're going to do one, and very coordinated with this effort.
So I'm looking at the ordinance, the one from Charleston. There's no page number, but it's section 19125A, and there are three things there: children under 12, and it talks about the diameter of the wheel. Where the sidewalk is designated by the traffic and transportation as a shared youth use path, and then where the adjacent highway has a posted speed limit of 35 or more. So my question is, it's any one of those three? Does that sound right? Or is it all three?
Well, you can have all three if that's what you like. What I've heard so far is children and accompanied with adults, but if you'd like the 35 mile per hour exception on there, that we could do that as well.
So I'm thinking of places like where do we say it? Maybe in the Groves, Cottingham Drive would be one. McCants, what's the speed limit on McCants? 25 or 35? What's James? 25. Okay. So if we did this saying 35 miles per hour or more, then you would have to have every bike would have to be in the road on McCants, or 12-year-olds can ride it on any sidewalk?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
That's correct. Those exceptions are different. 35 mile per hour is everybody.
Right.
Whether that e-bikes under 20 miles per hour and adults, the under 35 miles per hour would be children 12, as okay. Councilman Ritchie mentioned, accompanying adults. And then, yes, that would be the limit right there.
Right. So let me just see what the committee's thinking. Would we want those three things in our ordinance? If y'all are looking at them on this section of the city, 19-125A, 1, 2, and 3?
I'm comfortable with 1, 2.
Okay, I am. Okay. Okay. All right. And I'm not clear what we decided about e-bikes, classifying them as mopeds.
Well, I think adding, they are under state law. Because if they're an e-bike that can go more than 20 miles per hour, they are considered
a moped. They are a moped, yes.
But I think nobody in the public considers them a moped. And I think that's why if we were to update the R language to moped / e-bike, or, you know, that can exceed that speed limit, I think that would, and then a public awareness campaign about that, because a moped does require a license the same way a golf cart requires a license. And so I think, you know, raising the awareness in the community to sort of let parents know that if you're going to buy your child an e-bike, that it needs to be one that's of a lower class, under 20 miles per hour, unless they're 16 or 15 and they're able to obtain a license.
So do you need a motion, or do you just, you know, kind of what we want? You want to bring that back to us next month and then we can vote on it? Or
that is the committee's preference? Yes, sir. We don't need a motion. We'll bring that back.
Okay.
And we'll send it to you in advance for comment.
With the idea that we would look at that of sending it to council in July?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I think that would be good. And Chief, that this sounds like, I mean, we're not just compounding the difficulties of public safety in Mount Pleasant if we do this, right? I mean, we're looking for clarity, not confusion.
That's correct, sir.
Okay. Thank you. All right. That sounds good.
Thank you.
That completes item 6. Item number 7 is to adjourn. If there's nothing further for this committee, we will stand adjourned.
Thank you.